up? This is Nate. You're listening to Fast and Loose WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for being with us here. Special shout out to all the time, differently time apportioned people here at Tufts University taking finals. Also, big time shout out down to the old Farm School HDS, where people are finishing finals. You're catching your boy Nate right now in the final parts of finals. Just kind of checking in on a few things. I got one essay to go. I'm in the proofreading stage. And I gotta tell you this. With finals, it's all about the game within the game. You know, you save the one that's last, and I love this class, but the final just isn't huge for me in this class, and so it just sort of needs to exist. So here you are, and that's definitely affecting my editing process. As long as the spelling is okay, you know, there it is. The big one here I've noticed is the authors. I'm not really getting I can't spell any authors' names. If I, like, don't get it right the first time, it's burned into my brain the wrong way. Anyway, a lot of music here for your studying dreams. Big time shout outs to everyone out there who's grinding away. You just got it. You're here now. I got some stories to tell you that will lighten your mood and your spirits. It's only 1 week, unless it's two, and then it's 2 weeks. All right, music time.
Honey, honey, honey.
Hey, what's up? You are listening to headphones. You are listening to Fast and Loose WMFO in Medford. Run down that song list for you. Started with Honey Pie by Johnny. I actually meant for that to be the second song. So just for the people who are keeping score at home on the bingo cards that I send out in the mail. Die Happy by Dreamer. Sure as Spring by La Lutz. Not Lutz from 30 Rock, just La Lutz, the musician. Fever by Roosevelt. On and Off by Maggie Rogers. A song I played for one reason and one reason only. To share this story with you. So anyway, it's finals week for me down there at the old place. And what's happening is we're writing finals and all that. This is not a story about meeting Maggie Rogers. I go to HDS, which is apparently the same school that she goes to, and we have not crossed paths. I also doubt that we're in the same, like, classes, you know? If she's going to take, like, the, you know, early Greek epistles or, you know, an examination of the Minor Prophets next semester, then okay, I'll see you in class. But the only class I know that she's in is the one on magic, which when I asked Molly if I could take, she said, no, if you take that class, you gotta quit. And I was like, you're right. Class on magic, probably the most popular class at HDS right now. Anyway, my story is, and some people have heard this, I was at a party a couple weeks ago, and I was talking to somebody, and I think they go to the design school down there, and we were talking about, like, oh yeah, the design school, that's right next to HDS, and do you, you know, whatever, whatever, and then the person goes, quote, my friend Maggie goes to HDS, and I was like, oh, that's cool, and she goes, Maggie Rogers, and I said, oh, that's cool. Well, there's like a artist named Maggie Rogers. Like, I think I said indie artist, which I'm wrong about, named Maggie Rogers. That's like funny that they have the same name. She's like, no, it's the same person. This also should also highlight the fact that I don't belong at HDS. And I'm just like a townie, like Somerville guy that got in down there. Possibly because of the articles I wrote for the Tufts Daily. Anyway, the conversation only goes down from there, where I basically just downplay my existence there and also kind of, like, insult the music. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, it's funny. There's all kinds of weird classes, like this class on magic. And she's like, Maggie Rogers is in that music class. I should have, like, ejected from the conversation. Like, just pulled the chute and just, you know, backed out. Anyway, that's... blame that too on my inability to interact with people in social settings also, but that was great. I haven't seen her down there. I've been down there a lot, in the library writing about, yeah, she wasn't in the, I can tell you this, I can tell you the classes she's not in, not in the theology of Thomas Merton, not in the canon of American religion, and its revisions, and also not in pastoral care and counseling, or in the field ed class, in the specific section of field ed. Okay, so just, you know, cross those lists, cross those off the course calendar. Maybe next year, I don't know. Who knows what classes I'll take next year? We'll see. Not even absolutely remotely entering my mind yet. So, anyway, more music, and that music is coming up right now. Also, this has nothing to do with Maggie Rogers. I'm sure she's great. This is more to do with whoever went to camp with her or something like that. I think that's how they knew each other. It didn't seem like a real solid relationship. In my opinion. All right, back to the music.
Somewhere in Germany, but I can't place it. Man, I hate this part of Texas. Close my eyes, fantasize. Three clicks and I'm home. When I get back, I'll lay around. Then I'll get up and lay back down. Romanticize a quiet life. There's no place like my room. But you had to go, I know. Like a wave that crashed and melted on the shore. Not even the burnouts are out here anymore. And you had
Convinced it's a government. things go. Drove to Chicago. All things know. We sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind. I made a lot of mistakes in my mind. Slept in parking lots. I don't mind. I was in love with the place. In my mind. I made a lot of mistakes. Crying in the van with my friend, it was for freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes.
All things go to recreate us. All things grow. We had a mindset. All things know. You had to find it. All things go. You came to take us. All things go. All things.
Hey, what's up? Real quick, space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you for listening to that PSA. I'm also going to let you in on a little studio inside joke here. Somebody has changed the picture on the space heater safety tips legendarily. Some local genius changed it. All the heat waves coming off the heater look like bacon, and there's like a bacon joke. Anyway, you gotta come to the studio to do that. In order to do that, you can become a DJ. Next semester we have training. I am a trainer, so you can learn how to do a real mediocre job at this. But maybe you could be better, you know? You could stand on the shoulders of relatively average, I would say a league average DJ here at WMFO. Let's run down the songs. Started that one off, I Know the End by Phoebe Bridgers. A build that reminded me of The Build in Chicago by Sufjan Stevens, the next song. And then La Loose by Waxahachie, a great song written about this show. Waxahachie called me and said, hey, person I know, here's this song. I listen to your show every week. Thank you. Also, I heard what you said about Maggie Rogers. That's going to be a real problem for me later. Anyway, I digress. All it is, I am just a person here in the studio. Someone's calling me. I'm going to get off the air before I answer. Let's play some song. Let's play a song that... I'm almost positive that my daughter was singing this song today because I sang it to her a bunch. All right, let's go. I'm cutting into this broadcast here because we have a special caller who called right in the middle of the segment, timed it right, all the way from sunny Colorado Springs, Colorado. Owen Copps.
This is not Owen. This is Andrew Bracken from Winter Hills, Somerville.
Are you kidding? You guys sound exactly the same on the phone. Maybe that's what Copps' voice sounds like. Is it his phone voice?
I was yelling at you, so maybe that's what it was. I'm a concerned listener, I must say. I'm a concerned listener. I was calling in because I'm scared where the show is going. I didn't feel very fast and loose today with the music. I just want to say it.
Wow, there it is. All right. I really appreciate that feedback because we get so little of it. And so I appreciate that. Do you have any songs that I need to play?
I don't have songs you need to play. You know, I'm not the best DJ myself. What is that? Bar lights. We like bar lights. I know you already played that.
I'll play that song easily, and I'll repeat that story. Yeah. That guy's name, Dr. Aaron Siegler. Molly reminded me of his full name, and now I have said it on the air. That guy's name.
I remember you saying the last name, and you're like, maybe I should do that, but now you gave the full name. So really
there he is. Yeah. Atlanta, Georgia.
Someone listening out there is going to know that name is going to be very happy to hear that.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's only about uplifting people here. I don't want anybody to make it seem like I'm out here denigrating people. You know, that's the goal. That's the goal of Fast and Loose is, you know, keen observation, unwittingly keen observation. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I got you. I'll play that song.
Thank you for hearing my input. You know,
who's that in the background? Who we got? Who we got out there?
We got Carl listening in the background as well.
Oh, there it is, Carl. 100%.
Yeah, big guy Carl.
All right, dude. Hey, thanks for calling, man.
Hey, of course. Thank you. Shout out to all the other listeners. We're the best listeners in the country. Fast and Loose. Keeping this show from going down is slowing up tight. We can't have that.
No, we cannot. No, you're 100% right about that. You're 100% right about that. Okay, dude. It's coming.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. I'm listening.
All right. Bye. See ya.
Never in all my life have I seen eyes as empty as these streets in my city on a Saturday night. Or the green of your eyes, city gold, leave it all behind. But I don't need to be reminded a change is gonna come. I can feel it on the tip of your tongue. And I feel alive, I feel alive. We met up once, we settled the sun. Between the heat and the work week, the fevers we could use some sleep. We'll sleep to the superfluous man. Was better used to beds in our bed. I'm coming home alone tonight. I don't need to be reminded that this is how it was. I moved on, I passed a billboard down the block. It asked if I had enough, and allowed to say I had too much. When the truth is, I'm just getting started. Mexican music is taunting the pavement. And I feel alive, I feel alive, I feel alive. One of us sings and one of us drinks, and one of us is nothing at all. So we call this our sheep.
There it is. Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO. That last song was for Andrew, and Andrew specifically and only. You got to hit that whole album. I'm telling you right now, straight up. That album by Fun, Aim Ignite, is so good. So good. And describes, in a lot of cases, my relationship with Phil, my old roommate from college, from undergrad. Anyway, before that, LCD Sound System, All My Friends. A song I'm going to arguably say is a Fast and Loose type of song. I remember one time playing that in the car and being like, hey, Tyler, this is great. Tyler is my brother. And he got mad because the piano introduction was too long. And I was like, I'm sorry, Tyler, that not every song can get right to it. Like the Third Eye Blind self-titled album, which is sort of the hallmark and foundation and like, pinnacle of music, in your opinion. That album's great. Again, I'm not out here trying to, like, like rag on anybody, especially not Maggie Rogers. If I do meet you, if we have to do a class project together, I hope this doesn't come up. Anyway, I don't know why I'm stuck in my head on that one. Anyway. With James Murphy from LCD Sound System, if you also go to HDS, I would love to work on something with you, because we're old and our oldness makes us sad, and that sadness makes us angry and mean. It really makes us mean. Anyway, one more song. You're listening to Fast and Loose WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. I don't know if Tuna Tuesday is coming in today. He's probably taking finals like the rest of us. Something tells me, though, that Tuna is unconcerned about his workload at this time of year. Something just, he's releasing that vibe. I really hope he's in the studio in the other room. Tuna, if you're out there, please walk in the door right now and give me that smile. Let's hope he's here. I'm going to yell out the window and we're going to get him here. I've had a great day, a great show. One more, Peter Bjorn and John, a song that I used to play a lot. When I used to make safety awareness videos at my old job as a chemical engineer. That's right. I used to do that, and I retired from it. Okay, Fast and Loose for another week. It is over. I'll be here next week, and probably the week after, and probably all the weeks leading up until and including all the other weeks. Amen. Have a great week. Good luck on your finals.